just a minute, Bill makes his famous key rhyme pie. You people don't know what's good. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, there are rising diplomatic tensions between the U.S. and Canada. Oh. Canadians are angry because they have just been banned from what American institution?
It's something that... just been banned from, I would think that they would be happy to be banned from them these days, but maybe not. What, can you give me a hint? I have no idea.
The problem apparently with Canadians is they pronounce it potent pootables.
Potent pootables. That's a poot as in, is that a fart joke?
No, that's...
No.
I should require you to answer this in the form of a question. How's that for a hint?
Playing Jeopardy?
Yes. Huh. We are no longer allowing Canadians to play Jeopardy.
Huh. Why?
I will tell you, or at least insofar as I understand it. But this is bad news for Ted Cruz in addition to everything else going on. Canadians can no longer apply to be contestants on Jeopardy. Jeopardy says it's a little unclear. They say it's because of Canada's new privacy laws and electronic communication. The Canadian government no longer allows Jeopardy to communicate with Canadian people the way that they want to, so no more Canadians. But many Jeopardy fans think they're just trying to avoid the embarrassment of last year when Ken Jennings' consecutive win record was broken by that moose.
Do you know, I've never seen Jeopardy. And... I mean, I flipped past it. I know what it looks like. But I was on it once, and they were so angry that I didn't know how to play.
Really?
Yeah. What I knew for sure is, what I figured out within seconds, is if you don't push that buzzer...
You have no chance.
You don't so I would just push the buzzer and then think, oh, they don't like that.
No. So your answers were all, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can actually understand how frustrating it might be to have you on the panel of some kind of quiz show. It's... It's very disruptive to our plans in general.
You and Alex Trebek, my friend, have a burden in common.
I just thank God we don't have a buzzer.
Oh, yeah.
Paula. Paula. Paula, over in the UK, the Chessington World of Adventures Zoo was unable to get a panda for their exhibits. Everybody wants to see a panda.
Yeah.
So instead, they're trying to get a what?
Sloth.
No, although sloths are great as well.
They are.
Adorable.
But people want to see pandas, and they can't get a panda for their zoo.
Panda. Oh.
So what they're going to do, they're hiring what instead?
They're hiring a panda impersonator.
Exactly. They're hiring a human to play a panda for the zoo.
Yeah.
Chessington World of Adventures posted a job application that says applicants, quote, must be able to sit around and act lazy for the majority of the day. Great health plan, all the bamboo you can eat, but beware the business trip when they try to send you to D.C. to mate with Bow Bow.
You don't, Peter, happen to have a phone number from that, do you?